to the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. Golly, good to have you here. I'm fighting for you every day from the foxhole of freedom. Yeah, right in here for you. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, a whopping 59% of Americans say the media is their enemy. Think about that. How far have we come from Walter Cronkite? Good Lord. Number two, the entire beer industry remains shell-shocked at the sudden epic collapse of Budweiser products following the wildly off-mark partnership with Dylan Mulvaney. And number three, the debt bomb is ticking. Seems Joe Biden and his friends don't care much. You know, they claim the Republicans want to run us off a fiscal cliff for political gain, when the actions would indicate something very different, something that indicates maybe it's the left that's determined to allow the debt ceiling crisis to go full-blown so they can take advantage of it, because the Republicans put forth a plan, passed it out of the House, sent it to the Senate. How long has it been? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? How long has it been? Been a while, right? And yet, nothing there. Nothing's been taken care of. A couple of meetings, but look. Well, and first of all, let's be square about this. I'm with Matt Gaetz, and I'm with Ralph Norman and some other members of Congress when they say, you know, June 1 is not like it's an official deadline. In fact, you have a big influx of tax money on June 15th. I just came to understand this yesterday, and you should understand this too. Big tax influx June 15th when companies make, you know, quarterly payments and big tax payments. And if we make it to June 15th, which is entirely possible, by the way, depending on the kind of tax receipts we have over the next 7 to 10 days, then that will carry us weeks into the future. There won't be a bunch of people not getting paid. I mean, the Democrats will try like hell to create this illusion of death and destruction. It's death and destruction. The world's coming to an end. You know, the things that the Democrats always do. Meanwhile, AOC, let me give you an example. Democrat AOC says Kevin McCarthy must surrender to the lunatic fringe. He must surrender now. The world's going to end. Sure it is. Sure it is, AOC. He must concede. I don't think so. Bite number one. Go.
The reason why anyone is asking anyone on this stage about what we would vote for is because Kevin McCarthy needs our votes. Because Kevin McCarthy doesn't have the votes.
Yeah.
Because Kevin McCarthy is going to the White House without a majority of his caucus. He does not have the what is necessary to negotiate. And for any question about what anybody would settle for, he has responsibility to concede. So if he wants any Democratic support, he has to come to the table. And we have seen him over and over again say that he will not negotiate, that they are engaged in hostage taking, not negotiation, extortion, not conversation. And that is not something we can establish. It is not something we can reinforce in this country.
Wow. You mean he's acting like a Democrat? How dare he act like a Democrat, pass something through the House, and stand by it as good policy? Weird. And from the podium, KJP, our box checking public information officer, press secretary if you prefer, but whatever, PIO, KJP continues with the idea that Republicans, of course, are to blame for the president refusing to have any meetings for 100 days on the debt ceiling. Yeah, it's the Republicans' fault. Here it is, bite number two. Go.
So for starters, this is a manufactured crisis, plain and simple. That's what we're seeing currently. That's what we've been dealing with for the past couple of weeks, a manufactured crisis. And don't take our word for it. Just listen to members of the House Freedom Caucus. They've been very honest about this and are now openly, they're saying the quiet thing out loud, referring to the full faith and credit of the United States as a hostage.
You know, I'm so sick of these traits. Saying the quiet part out loud. They're saying that. Can you guys not come up with an original thought? An original comment? An original sentence? Are you so intellectually inept that you can't possibly come up with something different?
They're saying the quiet part out loud.
Whatever. More bunk. Of course, it's all end of the world stuff when it comes to the debt ceiling. Here's more from KJP. I know how much you love her. End of the world. Run, hide. Here it is, bite three.
A default would have catastrophic impacts.
Catastrophic.
In every single part of this country.
You're going
whether
to die.
You're in a red state or in a blue state.
Death.
It doesn't matter. Every single part of the country.
Dies.
We're talking about millions of jobs lost.
Destruction.
Devastated retirement accounts.
It's over.
A recession. We've also heard some House Republicans refer to preventing default as the only concession they are willing to make.
Yes.
But preventing a catastrophic default is not a concession.
Destruction.
It's their job.
It's their job. They're destroying the planet. It's Dr. Evil and the Republicans. Oh, please. You know, it is really... It's Dr. Evil and the Republicans, the mad scientists, tinkering behind the curtain. They're going to destroy the world. Please. Here's one for you. I got time to get this in. Left-wing hack. That's being kind to this midget. I'm sorry, little person. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, who claimed if Trump were elected, he'd crash the economy permanently. Remember that? He'd crash the economy permanently. If Trump's elected, the whole world will be over. It'll be doom and gloom. Don't vote for Trump. You'll all die. Well, he was wrong about that. Trump built the best economy of my lifetime. Now he says the GOP is at fault, even though Democrats refuse any spending cuts. He says the same two things in the same sentence. This guy is not just short. He's stupid, too. Number four, here you go.
Boris, I don't see an agreement. That's one of the big problems here, because you've got the right-wing MAGA Republicans who are saying to McCarthy, we're not going to go along with anything that is in any way to compromise. We want to really push the Democrats to the wall. Yet you have a lot of Democrats who are saying, we don't want to cut spending. We're not going to put more work requirements. And I say more because there are a lot of work requirements on welfare and on benefits right now. And so how do you get a majority of the House to agree to any kind of a bill? It's almost impossible to conceive of doing it, particularly if you have to do it, if you believe that you've got to do it in the next week. I mean, Kevin McCarthy is talking about trying to do it today because you have the big Memorial Day weekend coming up and a lot of the House is basically leaving tomorrow.
Well, at least somebody's trying to get something done. Good Lord, what are you doing? Oh, yeah, you're bumping your gums like usual, Bobby. Little Robert Reich. Little person, not a midget, just a little person. Fine. A little person in all aspects of the world. Very small man. With a small man syndrome, apparently. What I get out of it. Let's see. The debt ceiling, Americans for Prosperity, Kurt Couchman will join me next. We can talk about Robert Reich and the rest. Don't go anywhere.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall.
Oh no! You gotta turn around! Start paddling!
For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Someone has to step up. Someone has to step up and take a leadership role for the games to be played. That someone is an official. Someone with the love of the game and of kids and the courage to make the tough calls and take the heat. Getting started is easy. To become a registered high school game official, call or click the Michigan High School Athletic Association. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.